Our first feature today is being read by Robin Quine and is from Mike Hicks about the history of the humble spoon.
We all take the common spoon for granted. I don't suppose anyone today can remember the spoon ever being different in basic appearance, probably because there may have been minor variations. But all domestic spoons have remained unchanged for some 300 plus years. Materials may vary, but the basic shape is constant. Prior to 1700, spoons were the most important utensil. Domestic forks had not been invented, so for those who could afford to eat, equipment for the table was very limited. If you were lucky enough to have a table to eat off, let alone good food, you would also need a pewter plate to eat from, together with the spoon. It was probably limited to something like 5% of the population or less. From the early 15th century to the late 17th century, the spoon was a simple round bowl with various decorative knobs at the top of the handle. Maybe it was an apostle, a seal top, a slip top, or a ball. For eating, you need an accompanied item, and that was the knife. Not so much a knife, more of a dagger. A spoon and an accompanying knife were the cutlery of the day for the centuries prior to 1700. After this date, things began to change. The shape of the spoon and the addition of a fork, which had three prongs at first, and a more pleasant knife, many of which had a handle rather like the end of a pistol. By the mid-18th century, say 1760, things had evolved much like today's cutlery. Spoons are so varied and fun to collect, especially if you're able to put them in chronological order and see how they evolved. The designs of the spoon varied quite a bit. A major change came with the laying of the formal dining table in the last half of the 18th century. Spoons were laid at the table with the bowl down, showing the underside, as fashion had brought about the picture back with a delicate design on the underside of the bowl. This fashion lasted but a few years, and silver examples are quite hard to find and have been increasing in value over the years again due to their scarcity. From the very large gravy spoon to the mini salt or mustard spoon, the variety is infinite. I do hope some of the rare examples have not been in the current run of scrap silver. Such a shame to lose these important milestones of history. Early pictures from the 17th and 18th centuries show the interior of homes' furniture is minimal, to say the least. Cooking utensils were found over the open fire, all very basic. Even sinks rarely feature in these early pictures. Spoons made of wood had to suffice in those surroundings, and it was unchanged by very little until the early 19th century.